This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from the John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Doing a wee lamb this first, John. Tamarind glazed lamb on the barbecue, and I've got some different vegetables to go with it.
Okay.
And the glaze, and then the glaze also becomes a sauce with a bit of chilli.
Ooh, right. Where you go?
Right. Lamb, first of all, so for the barbecue, you know, you want a small amount of fat. So that's a rump of lamb, just sliced.
No bone?
No bone, just straight on. Put bone in the barbecue, it gives it a lot of flavour, which just takes a long time to cook. So straight on there. A wee bit of salt.
Now you can hear somebody cutting their grass. The sky is blue. It's summertime. Blazing on a sunny
afternoon.
Yeah, lamb. So it's rump of lamb, cheap deer.
Ish. Because it's a cut that you can fry, you know, it's going to be a wee bit dear.
Mm-hmm.
The rump of lamb just actually sits at the end of the leg. It's a small individual roaster,
uh-huh.
Or you can slice it like this. And when I'm waiting for that, this is a tamarind glaze. You can buy this from Asian supermarkets. It's like a paste.
Tamarind is what's in HP sauce,
isn't it? Uh-huh. We've been using this for years. When it grows, it looks like a peanut. There's a wee bit of
a fruit.
Yeah, when you take this inside, it's got this sort of pulp.
Squashy,
it looks like squashed dates.
Yeah.
But it's really sour. So I think it goes well with the sweetness of the lamb.
Uh-huh.
You boil it up with a bit of water, strain it, and then boil it up with honey and some ginger.
And make your own tamarind glaze.
Yeah,
wow.
And you can keep that and that's nice for chicken.
So that'll do you the whole summer.
We'll do you the whole summer. So turn the lamb a wee bit now and then start putting the glaze on it. We've got a bit of chilli here, John. I'll just take some of the glaze off and that's going to be a dressing at the very end.
But so that's the tamarind glaze with chopped chilli.
A lot of chopped chilli. We're going to do some vegetables as well. I like a bit of veg action on the barbecue, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of things here. A bit unusual, but I'm going to do cucumber in the barbecue.
Wow.
I love hot cucumber. You know, it's
is that lettuce?
Yeah, a wee bit of lettuce. I'm going to do a bit of lettuce in the barbecue as well. So, sure, why not?
So they're like wee baby gems.
There's wee baby gems, and then just a wee bit
just cut them in two and oil them.
Salt, you know? The cucumber I just quartered lengthwise and took the wee seeds out of the middle.
And you've glazed the lamb.
Yeah, I'll turn it over again just, and you're going to glaze the other side. You know, the cucumber really just looking for a bit of marking, and those are wee red onions there that I've just quartered, but kept the core in,
mm-hmm.
And that'll hold them together. More glaze on the lamb. Just put me back glaze on the onions as well, John. And then
beautiful smell.
Isn't it?
Oh. What are you burning in that barbecue, actually?
Mesquite.
A big block of wood?
Wood, and there's coal as well. Charcoal and then mesquite wood. You can buy that, and you know, a lot of the garden centres are great. Do you know another thing too? Garden centres, and well done for this, they sell everything all year round.
Mm-hmm.
And,
but why wouldn't you?
Well, you know what? I have a smoker, and I, you know, like to do this turkey in the smoker.
Mm-hmm.
For a start, last Christmas Day it was 14 degrees in Northern Ireland. July could be 12.
Yeah.
So,
I have a wee tabletop smoker, a wee one, just tiny wee thing,
lovely.
And it's great. £15.
And it just adds such a different taste to things, doesn't it? I'll just let that bubble away for a wee minute. That lamb's not too far off, so I'll pull it off to the side and let it rest. And because that meat's so thin, John,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't really...
Won't take much cooking.
Won't take a lot of cooking. But I like doing stuff like lamb on the barbecue, because it's got loads of flavour, it takes up lots of flavour. Whereas if you... Sausages, they're all right, but you know...
There's not much you can do
with them, is there?
Except burn them.
Yeah, have them burned outside and pink in the middle.
I remember you telling me about... When you were doing sausages,
to
wet them first.
Well, I boil them, just, you know, simmer them first, just to cook, and then finish them off on the barbecue. And that way, they're cooked in the middle, and you're getting that smokiness on the outside.
Yeah.
You can smell those onions now coming through, can't you?
It's
there
delicious.
We are. And that's, just let that, we'll just let that just sit away there for a wee minute there. Great.
Look at that. And your lettuce, your half baby gem.
So it's done and a wee bit of a scorch from it as well.
A wee bit charred, lovely.
Yeah. And our onions are done, cucumbers done, lamb. Yeah, that's it. We just start building it up then, just a wee bit of...
Plating up?
Plating, we'll plate up. Right, and a wee bit of lettuce there. onion's lovely in the barbecue. Oh, and you see with a wee glee, or it seems a wee glaze and everything too. It's just, well, we've got a cucumber. And then we've got our lamb here, John. Take it to the other side of the barbecue and let it rest, you know, where it's warm.
Oh, don't just take it off and slap it in the face.
No. I normally think if you cook it for 5 minutes, rest it for 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't marinate that lamb now. It's just, you've got a good, decent butcher and get a bit of lamb that doesn't need.
It's beautiful.
Mm.
What's the sweetness?
That's the tamarind and the honey. Quite
really
a bit sweet there. A wee bit of spicy here, just with chopped red chilli, and then the tamarind glaze, and then just for a wee bit of crunch, John, I just a few wee roasted peanuts. Don't have to do this. I just think it's because tamarind, I always think of tamarind and peanuts together for some reason. And this is something that I have out in the garden that you can only buy in a chilli oregano, so try that. It's quite spicy.
Chilli oregano plant?
Yeah, and so it just grows, but you get a wee bit of chilli.
So it's like a wee furry leaf?
Yeah,
smells like oregano.
Yeah.
Tastes like oregano.
Mm-hmm. And then you get a wee chilli.
Oh, you definitely do.
Not that warm.
It's really hot.
It is spicy, isn't it? You know, you see something green. You don't expect
it to be fragrant.
Yeah.
But not hot. Mmm.
To have a wee taste of everything together there, John.
So you have lettuce.
A bit of red onion there.
Bit of red onion.
Yes.
That is class.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.